Now let's see the next chapter, chapter 5, managing the travel agency, targeting your customers, marketing communications, personal selling, market research, and financial management. Know and understand your customer, understanding the benefit of having a USP and a brand name, learning the various ways to communicate with the customers, learn the basics of research for a new travel agency setup, and learn the basic financial management techniques. Let's go through this. Creating a name in the market for a startup travel agency can be a problem. It can be a challenging task. Without proper planning and strategies, the new travel agency cannot create a name and a brand in the market. Well, you're new. There are many others. How do you create a name? How do you create a brand? You have to think out of the box, something new, what you intend to do, what has not been done, or how you're going to present things which have already been presented. You have to work along these lines. Branding is thus the first step, and to create a brand having a unique selling point. Like we said, if you have to have a unique selling point, then only will you be able to do well. It is crucial. Branding means integrating the travel agency name with the types of services to create a unique identity. When you have a branding, you have to integrate the services offered with the brand name. What kind of service are you going to offer? What is the travel agency name? And what is that becomes unique with that? A brand name helps to create a sense of purpose, excitement, and passion that moves from the owner to the staff and then to the customers. The purpose can be to promote the good, the wonders of nature, or to stop the bad, to save the wild animals from extinction, have repeat clients, generates referrals to take the pressure off having to find new customers all the time. What does it do? A brand name will help you do all this. It will create a sense of purpose like IBBU.com, Expedia.com, MakeMyTrip.com. These are certain names. Make My Trip. Okay, this guy is making my trip. Not bad name, MakeMyTrip.com. It is promote the good. You're doing something. What now? Make My Trip says, well, I'll give you the largest number of tickets you can ask for. What more do you want? Have repeat clients, and it generates referrals, so you don't have to go running around for business. In fact, the good customers will refer you to some more, and that increases your business. Questions that can be asked about the clients. Analyze the goals and segment the market accordingly so as to create a USP. Who are the target people? The rich, the middle class? One parent families or joint families? What type of holiday do they prefer? Special interest tourists? Popular destination travelers? What are the different type of holidays you need to know? Then, where does the travelers book from? Internet or office? They want to sit on the net and book it. They'll do it in the office. They'll come to an office. They'll ask you what you need. You have to be able to get all this information. Questions that can be asked about the clients to analyze the goals and segment the market. What are the questions that can be asked about the clients to analyze the goals and segment the market accordingly so as to create a USP? When do they generally travel? Summer vacations, Christmas time, holidays, off-season. You've got to see this. How many of them travel? Single, in groups, with family? And why do they travel? For adventure, as pilgrims, you have to know all this. These are the certain studies that you need to do so that you're able to cater such products to them. The answers will clear the differential and help in finding the unique selling proposition. You will try to become unique, say what you can offer while others can't. This differentiation strategy or the USP has to run through every aspect of the agency business. The differentiation of the strategy, the USP of your company, has to go from every single vertical in your office, from every place, right? From the tickets, from the hotel, from everything. There has to be something unique, even your staff, the way they sell it. If you can make that, people will remember, wow, what a staff, man. They were absolutely great, professional. Clients will be attracted to the idea of a specialist travel agency, and slowly the brand will develop. But to keep them happy, the USP has to be the backed up by a strong product and a satisfied customer. You have an excellent staff, but if you don't have a very good product, you can't do business. See to it that you have a good staff, but you have an excellent product, a brilliant product, which says we are offering you something very unique. We are offering you the beaches along with the wildlife. Two trips, we amalgamate two different ideas. Fantastic combination. If a person has the money, say, wow, let's do a beach resort. And then let's go and see some wildlife. Fantastic, amazing. Even if it takes you to two different locations, it's a very novel, it's a very niche idea. Marketing. Peter Drucker, a leading management guru, has stated, marketing is so basic that it cannot be considered a separate function. It is the whole business seen from the point of view of its final result, that is from the customer's point of view. Getting your marketing right will almost certainly mean the difference between success and failure of a startup. A marketing orientation, a customer focus is required to succeed. You have to be focused on the customer, what the customer wants, how are you going to go about seeing that you're satisfying him. That is the orientation of your whole marketing program. The tourism business has to be interesting and appealing to the different market segments and the travel agent. You always have to give something beautiful. They should provide higher quality experience to the customers. When you travel, they should feel elevated. They should feel good that they are getting something beautiful, something nice. The whole company has to have a marketing orientation. The company has to say, well, we do travel agencies, but is there some travel agency which says, okay, we give you a beach resort, we throw in a wildlife. Okay, we give you a wildlife, along with that, we'll give you a hill station. That other package, we will give you a hill station. After that, we'll take you to a village. See, it's different kinds of concepts, different kinds of ideas. If you amalgamate two absolutely different things, it could be a huge success, something which has not been done. So you're giving them something to remember and think about, right? Marketing orientation can be defined as follows. Marketing orientation is a way of thinking, a frame of mind. What is it? It's a frame of mind to think how you will be able to orient, market yourself to the customer. It means that not only marketing managers, but the whole team and the system should adopt a marketing orientation. The whole marketing concept and idea should flow in from the time you walk into the travel agent's office. The moment you go there, you should feel they are trying to do something and they are trying to sell me something which nobody else has been. Wow, these guys are very good. They're very different. The new startup travel agent has to introduce itself to target markets. Build awareness of the unique product that it's offering. Invite people to sample the product and develop a loyal client base. Now, these four points in itself are self-explanatory. You need to be creating awareness of what you're selling. Invite people to sample the product, see what it is. You have to develop a client base. The established business will focus more on building market share. They already established, they have customers. They want to build the market share, increase it. Maintaining customer loyalty, very important. That can only happen. Your market share will go up if you can maintain your customers and get new ones. Give new reasons for customers to return every time. And market packages to attract new market. You're going to have market packages that are going to attract new markets, new places, new destination, so that you may be able to give something new to the consumer. The essential ingredient for success in tourism marketing are: the purpose of the business is to serve the wants and needs of the customers and to meet or exceed their expectations. What do you have to do? You have to be able to serve the wants and needs. You have to be able to say, look, this is what you want, this is what I'm going to give you. But then try and throw in something extra, throw in something beautiful, which is beyond your wildest dream and you did not imagine that. Putting the customers first, or customer orientation. Loyal customers are repeat business who spreads by word of mouth or referrals and willing to pay the price for the product. Sell the experience and not the facilities and services. Sell the whole experience. Oh, this is this. You're going to enjoy the beach. You're going to enjoy going to the village. Sell the whole experience, not about five-star hotel at the Hilton or the Taj. You have to sell them the whole idea. Then focus on wants, not needs. You have to focus what you want. What do you want to sell to the travel agent? What do you want to sell to the customer? You have to be able to focus and see that what you want to sell is highly specialized and you can do that. The essential ingredient for success in tourism marketing are: service the top 20% of your market, your best customers, and they'll give you 80% of your net return. Partner and market with others to deliver lifetime experiences. If you are in the experience business, you have to give them a lifetime experience. The people, the essential customers who come to you. Because then the word of mouth spreads. They'll say, hey man, we had a good time. Go to this travel agency, they're separate. There's something different. They'll give you a very novel experience. That is how the business will come to you from one place to another, to the third, to the fourth. You can expand your business. Then research the why with your customers, their wants, not the who, what and when. Why? Why do you want to go here? Why was your trip so good? What was it that you liked? You know, why would you like to go again? You have to have answers from them, the feedback from them. Once you have a feedback from them, it will help in understanding your customer. If you take 10 customers and ask them the same question about a destination, see what happens is it shows some kind of a response, some kind of a feedback, a certain indication that what is good about the place or what is bad about the place. That always helps in you being able to sell the strength of your tour, of your package, of your hotel. Now, it could be one city which says this hotel is very good with their service. The other hotel is also a 5-star, but they don't offer very good services. So, you know, I'm not going to use the second hotel. I'm going to use this hotel because that is important for me to be able to give the customer satisfaction and a good experience. Stress on the value, not price. Like we said, the value is most important. If the customer is not satisfied with one hotel, send him to the other one, which is giving good service. So, in turn, it saves you the trouble from having to have a bad, unhappy customer, and it could affect your business. So you have to focus on the value. What are the types of promotional activities? Let's see. A travel agency will have to use a mix of promotional activities to succeed from the below types: advertising, brochures, trade shows, consumer promotions, public relations, direct marketing and personal selling, and online technologies. Now, let's say advertising. It's very important to advertise over here. How will you get across the message? How will you tell the customers we are here? You have to advertise. Brochures. Now, every time you cannot meet a customer, there has to be something that the customer can see, enjoy, experience, even if he's not done business with you. You have a good brochure at bookstores. You have a good magazine. It helps the customer understand, wow, these guys are good. So, in turn, they could probably come to you because you're giving them something which is ready. A good certain information which makes for a potential customer. Trade shows, very important to take part in trade shows. Consumer promotions, when you have a promotion for a particular city, a city says, look man, I really need business, I want people to come here, I give you this special rate, even airline rate, hotel rate, get them. You have a consumer promotion. You try to tell the customers, for this 10 days or 15 days, most of the packages will be for you at a discount. These countries will give additional. So what are you doing? You're doing promotion for the consumer, right? Public relations, how you maintain them, how you keep getting close to the customer. So any conference happening, anything you need, he'll say, no thanks, I'll come back to you, right? Direct marketing and personal selling, absolutely important, boss. You may have the best brochure, you may have the best portal, advertising, everything. But you have to be able to talk to your customer. A personal interaction is very necessary. You have to be able to do direct marketing, speak to them, understand them, listen to them, hear them. They'll be happy. Online technologies. What are the online technologies? You tell them, explain. He say, okay, what about the portal? Can I go and check? Everything has to be ready on the portal, self-explanatory, with price, all features. The customer is happy. Look, I can sit at home and see everything. Everything is good and I'm happy and I don't need to just go anywhere. Advertising. Advertising can be done in the newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and on the billboards. So many mediums. Advertising reaches many people at once, and the same message can be repeated many times. You have TV commercials on there. You have different sorts of advertising, brochures. You have different flyers. So you are trying to reach out to the customer, radio, and say, look, we are here to give you these products. It can be very expressive, very important. Advertising is expensive, specifically the TV ads. It is a one-way communication. That's one thing. Advertising is a one-way communication. If you want to advertise, I would say I'll take part in a trade fair. I'll meet the customer, ask him what he wants, what he needs. Let's get to know him. Let's try and understand him, speak to him, hear his mind out. You are getting enriched by the knowledge, by his experience. It is enriching you, teaching you about your business. Brochures are a source of conveying the message and image of the travel agency to the potential customers. It can be visually appealing and convey the right amount of information to stimulate the interest and demand. You see the brochure, the customer will feel stimulated. He'll want to know, maybe he'll want to go. There's an increase in demand. There's an increase in the customer wanting to come to you. His interest is aroused. There has to be an effective distribution system, as they are expensive and should not be wasted. You see, the brochures are not easy to print. They're not cheap. You use good paper quality. You want to have people look at it. So you have to have it at the right place, not just here, there, everywhere, at the travel agencies, at probably your office. Every desk there has to be a brochure. Every second desk there has to be a brochure. Then you have to be able to try and give that in certain places where you know the footfalls are more. Probably you want some of the best doctors of the city. You tell them, please give this brochure. So what happens is, because you know customers are coming, because a lot of rich people will come to the best doctors, you can get them as potential clients when they see your brochures. Trade shows. Trade shows are a cost-effective means of servicing a large number of customers in a short period of time. Trade shows provide the opportunity for tourism operators to promote their business to the travel industry. Trade show, again, personal marketing. Success depends on having effective promotional materials, show causing good products for the target market. You have to have very, very good materials to showcase. You have to have flyers. Many people nowadays at trade exhibitions put up a TV. They have videos going on, YouTube videos, another specific media made. See Switzerland in all its glory. See Europe in all its glory. People are enticed. They stop at the counter. They want to see the video and say, I love this. I want to do this. That's how you get to know that they're interested. Their interest is aroused. And what can you do to keep them happy and give them the same product? Right? Follow up with the buyers after the show, either by letter or email, is very important. They come to your show. They say, lovely, very nice. We'll come back to you. Follow up, ask them, sir, you had come that day. What do you think? Would you be interested? Would you like to go for this? The customer will say, okay, I'm thinking about it. Let me come back to you. 4 days down the line, you ask him, sir, can I be of help? He'll say, okay, come down. I'll ask you some questions. So you are trying to be one up on the customer. You're trying to get his attention. You're trying to get his devotion so that you may be able to do good business. Trade shows. Some important travel trade shows organized around the world are the ITB, held each year in Berlin, is the biggest travel trade show in the world and a must for anyone in the travel industry. WTM in London, which is held annually in November. Okay? The EIBTM and IMEX are incentive shows. They offer incentives and they call those people who have done good business. Arabian Travel Market for the e-market. And TTF, India's largest B2B travel show. SATE, New Delhi. Now, this is the shows where people from the travel industry have to go, mix, meet. Once you meet, you get to know more about the travel industry. You grow richer. You have to understand what others are giving, what others are providing, what they are showing. You see, it's not about you. If you think you know everything, you don't. There is so much for you to see, so much for you to learn. And once you go to these shows, you will realize, I have not yet sold Europe like this, boss. This guy is selling Europe like nothing. I am nothing. He's so good. You will learn something and come back. So whether it's travel, whether it's any industry, you have to visit the trade shows to L-E-A-R-N, learn. There's never a stopping to learning. You have to understand what you don't know as yet. And there'll be many around you who know a lot more than you. You will come back a richer person. And in that 3 months, which you change your portal and provide better facilities, better packages, the customers will be shocked and pleasantly surprised. Wow, I can't believe he's giving this now. That is why it's very important. This is your Bible of the travel industry. Read this, be there, and you will become a better travel agent. Consumer promotions. Consumer shows, including the holiday road shows, see what's happening. Travel shows, travel nights and parties done by destination management companies and hotel chains. They invite you, you know, please come. We're having a road show. Have dinner with us. Have drinks with us. See what is we are going to showcase. The hotel might say, okay, listen, we are opening a damn good property in Malaysia, man. Come, there's a trade show. We're invited for dinner, drinks. You meet your colleagues from around the industry. And that colleague, you see what happens is when you go to this, he'll say, hey, man, yeah, you're doing these wildlife shows. I heard it's damn good. Listen, I have one group here, 30 people. Karke de mereko. Just do this for me. Organize a good trip. You're good in wildlife. You'll say, ha, boss, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll give them something extra. Sitting and talking over drinks and dinner, you'll get business. That is the reason you should go for these trade shows. You, if you're specializing in something, some guy must not be specializing in that. He'll tell you, boss, give me a good rate. He'll say, yeah, you're my colleague. You come now, I'll get it done for you. So you go here, you meet people, and you also get business. Then they promote the products directly to consumers, which can be either the customer or the travel agents, like I just spoke. The type of promotion will vary as per the target market segments, it will vary. What kind of a market segment is? Is it niche, A class, top class? Now, when you're having this trade show, when you're having some kind of a travel night, it will tell you what this is all about. You will learn, you will understand. There's something new in the market for you to sell, exciting. They'll probably tell you, you know, this trade show or trade travel night, give us first 50 rooms and we will call you free through flight and stay to experience the property. Give us 50 rooms. Give us business and we'll call you. So, you're in the rush. I want to sell this property. I want to give them 50 rooms. I want to travel to that place and I want to see that place. Exciting. Maintaining good public relations are very essential in today's highly competitive world. Good public relations, like I said, business to business, important. Public relations professionals are employed to generate news stories and media releases by the larger companies. You see, they are employed. You are a spokesman for the travel industry. You are a person who speaks. Aapki awaaz suni jaati hai travel industry mein. You have to give articles. You have to tell the world what's going on, what is new, what is happening. Once you do that, then the people will hear, see, and understand what is going on in the travel world. Local media and travel writers are another source of spreading good PR about the travel agency. There is a local media, PR agency. They do PR work. They come and say, "Arey boss, very good. Yeah, you're doing damn good in agro-tourism. You're doing very nice in the wildlife. Very good work. Keep it up." You'll say, "Put an article for us." Yeah, sure. Next week you see the magazine, we will have an article specially for you. This is how you create awareness about your brand. This is how you create awareness of what you are doing. And this is how you explain to people that this is what is our company and our brand all about. It is important to be newsworthy and keep the attention of the public towards the travel agency. You have to constantly doing that so they remember you and don't forget you. Then direct marketing means contacting personally by mail, telephone, fax, or email the potential customers. Keep sending messages. "Sir, we have this to offer. Sir, we have that to offer." Then mailers and personal selling are types of direct selling. You have to send them mailers. Personal selling: "Sir, I want to come to your office. Boss, I have designed a lovely package for you. You're telling me in October, May, you want to take 40 of your staff abroad. Just give me one chance. Any day you take, Monday to Friday, this week or next week, I'll give you a presentation." You'll say, "Okay, do one thing. Send you a mail." You say, "Sir, I'll send you a mail, but give me a personal meeting." "No, I'll explain to you." You'll say, "Okay, you send me the mail and then you come on Friday at 2 o'clock. You got an appointment, go see him. He's impressed, if he's happy, or he'll say, do this. Done. The deal is clicked. By next week, he'll say, "Send me the whole contract. Send me the best rate. I'm trusting you. Don't leave me out of it. Don't, boss. See to it that my company does not go through a bad thing because you're charging more." You'll say, "No, sir, I'll do it for you." Done. Deal. You got direct marketing. That is how you get the business. Emailers, letters, or publicity material are sent to a database with a common interest. Keep sending your information. "Sir, something new in Poland. Sir, Greece we are doing now. This is what we are offering you. The man is happy. He sits, reads. Everyone from 9 to 6 does not work all the 24 hours or all day or 9, 10 hours in office. No one is working that all the time. There's a lunch break. There's a relaxation time during tea. Every week he knows you're going to send him something new. He'll now wait. You have got them into a habit. If 1 week you don't send, after 4 weeks, he'll say, "Kya wa? No newsletter today." So what are you doing? You're arousing his interest. You're keeping him tapped onto you. "Arre sir, sorry, we didn't send this week, I'll send you next week." "Nay, Baba, bhej if you have something new, I want to see." Then he will decide, "Okay, listen, yeah, I'm coming with my family, okay? Give me a good read." You always have to just remind and leave it. Direct marketing. "Hello sir, I'm here, this is what I have." Keep touching the customer. Personal selling is one of the most effective means for the travel agents. Sales staff of the travel agent visit and create a strong brand image. "Hi sir, how are you? I have decided to drop in for coffee." "Ah, good, you came. Nice, sir. Arey yaar, mere ko mera 10 logo ko bhejne ka yaar incentive tour pe. Bata na, kuch mere ko bana ke de." Got business. That's how you do direct marketing. New ways of marketing through the internet are partner websites. Travel agents advertise their product on tourism related websites and are linked through the clicks. You have Make My Trip. Now, Avis Cars puts their link on Make My Trip because they have a tie-up with Make My Trip. So what happens is, Make My Trip is making money. You need transportation. You know, Hertz is there, Avis is there, coaches are there. All that is there. You go to Make My Trip, probably there's a link saying transportation. Probably there's a thing saying buses and coaches. Probably there's a link saying cars. So what happens? You keep clicking, and in that, quickly, you start getting everything. So it's a great way of marketing through your colleagues' portals, partner websites, as they call it, social networking sites, advertise on social networking sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, to reach on to younger generation. Facebook, see this, see that, nice pictures, nice posters. Who's not there on Facebook? If the Facebook wasn't so popular, it would not be mentioned here in this slide, my friend. You need to understand how strong Facebook marketing is. Keep putting everything. Nowadays, what they do, travel agencies become your friend. It's not me who's becoming your friend. The agency is becoming your friend. The company sends you invites. Blessing Tours and Travels. Pancham Travels. Forget the owner. The resort or the identity or the company is now your friend. So they keep putting pictures. There will be wildlife resorts. They send pictures. Saw a tiger yesterday. So you look at that. Oh, yeah. Let's go and see. Make a trip with your family, two families, and you go there. Send them a message on Facebook. We want to visit these days. Give us rates. This is my email ID. Very important to be advertising. Review websites. List the business online review website like www.tripadvisor.com to generate awareness. You have to be able to create awareness. The more awareness you create, the better it will be, the better results it will fetch you. The online marketing tool, new ways of marketing through the internet are Google AdWords. Google AdWords are the sponsored listings at the top or side of a web search page. You have to be onto Google, you have to AdWords, you have to go there, you type, and your company name should come. Travel blogs, blogging about the travel trips and connecting with the passengers. You have different travel blogs. You have to be mentioned there somehow. Guys, this company is taking these people to these places. What agrotourism, seeing them fantastic places, taking them nowadays to Scotland to see how scotch is made. Daru, very, very famous. All the people who drink want to go into Scotland and see how the finest scotch is made. Right? So, it's a great trip. It's an education for people. Even if I don't drink, I want to go and see. I would love to visit Scotland. I would love to see the countryside. Try and understand, learn. Right? It's a great experience. Then Twitter, tweeting about the latest happening to the business. Keep giving information. Creating mobile applications as more users shift to smartphones. This is the latest trend in marketing. Mobile application is becoming big. Tablets are becoming big. People want to go there. They want to register. They want to show what's happening. So create awareness through all these mediums, online mediums. Then personal selling is use of selling skill of the sales staff to make personal relationship with the customer. Like you said, you drop in. Hi, sir. I was in your area. You drop in. Personal selling. The seller understands the needs of the buyer before offering the products. The guy will say, do you have any plan for me? I want to sell my company somewhere in India. My budget is this. So that's personal selling. You understand what he wants and you will tell him, okay, sir, I'll give you an I have ready here over here right now. I'll give you Jaipur. Go to Jodhpur. He said, no, I don't want to go. Okay, sir, leave Jaipur and Jodhpur is hot. Go to Shimla. Go to Manali. We'll offer you a package. The sales officer has to be well informed of the products that the travel agency is offering. You may have a very good staff. If you tell him, sir, I'll come back after 2 days, let me see. It's better than a guy who knows, sir, I'm offering this right now. They will want person who has information knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the better it is. Please remember that always. The different type of salesperson in a travel agency are counter salesperson sitting across the counter. Field salespeople, like I just mentioned, they go to offices. Selling by going outside in the market, and telesalespeople selling over the telephone. Many calls, sir, we have this product, we have this trip, would you be interested? You can say yes, no, maybe, right? Take information. So we'll send you a mail, come back to us. Importance of personal selling in a travel agency, very, 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 how many ever varies you add is less, very important. It is cheaper, best medium for small enterprises for promotion. You take a train and go from one end to the other, take a bus and reach his office. Very cheap. Relationship building. A face-to-face meeting can achieve a level of comfort and bonding between the passenger and the travel agent, which helps in repeat business. You go to the client, you meet him, you say hi, hello, you explain the whole package, or he calls you and says, boss, I need something good. I have a huge conference coming. Come to me. You go sit in his office. First, you make a take a diary. Sir, what are the locations? You short down locations, shortlist them. If you want, you will give them some kind of a, you know, idea. Sir, why don't you do Kashmir this year? Constant Kashmir. No, not country. Sir, then I'll give you Kullu Manali. Or do one thing, do in Ooty. You'll see Ooty are not bad. So you were thinking of another place in Ooty. So great idea. You have to keep giving ideas. You have a building relationship with the customer by offering them something. They are happy. And they say, okay, I'm ready for this. Give me a good rate. Better negotiation. Negotiation and convincing are best done through a face-to-face meeting. You send him a mail. He says, what? Yeah, this is too expensive. Again, you run to his office. Go there. Sir, see, this is what you're doing. They are charging this much. I've got this much rate. When you sell personally and sell, it is a lot more effective than telling on the phone, no, sir, this is best what we did. Personal selling is always better and works more effectively than telephone selling or even through the mail. Value for money. Luxury travel products expect personalized services which are the best done through face-to-face. And wider reach and reliable. A good network reaches large number of people and be more reliable. You have to wider network. If you have 3 sales staff kept by a travel agency, what is their work? Their work is to go only and only to the places and offices, drop in, say hi, hello to your customers, and see that they keep offering something or the other. You have to be able to get in touch with the customer, keep tapping him regularly. It will always make a difference.